Food, shelter, and clothing are just a few key things a child requires, but unfortunately, some kids are limited in their access to those basic necessities. Luckily for them, though, the family resource centers of area school districts often help ensure that children have what they need to succeed both in the classroom and at home. Youth Services Coordinator Nancy Fritz has worked in the Mason County school system for 22 years and says her job is to remove any barriers that prevent a student from getting to school and then doing well there.
For instance, if that child needs a pair of shoes, we'll find the resources to get the child a pair of shoes. If the child's gone through, parents have divorced or they've lost a parent, we'll find a way, you know, to help that child cope with the situation.
Fritz says that along with individual care, her office also coordinates large events for the Mason District's middle and high school students, and that includes an upcoming college fair where representatives from 55 colleges and universities will be in attendance. All of the region's family resource centers operate under a code of absolute confidentiality. Kellen Gussler is Rowan County High School's FRC director. Gussler is a common sight in the facility's hallways and lunchroom. She also assists at various school functions.
There's students coming in and out all day long, and as a student in the hallway, they would not know if that student was coming in to get school supplies or get clothing or get a snack pack for the weekend, or if they were just in my office to drop off a t-shirt order form.
Gussler says it's critical that students are comfortable when coming to our office to ask for help. Whereas most middle and high schools have a family resource director specific to them, the various elementary schools in the region's school districts must share one FRC coordinator. Missy Simmons handles that job for Elliott County's three elementary schools and says that it would be nice to have some help, but they do the best they can. Recently, though, her office got a major assist from a group of prisoners inside the nearby U.S. Penitentiary, Big Sandy.
We recently started last year doing our weekend food backpack program to send home to kids who we got referrals on that feel that they may need the extra food on the weekends. And we had 45 students last year between the three schools, and actually our prison funds that program, the Lifers Club.
Kim Standifer is the FRC director for two of Morgan County's four elementary schools. As in other school districts, Standifer's office connects families with the resources they need to do such things as pay their electric and water bills, along with providing kids with food for the weekend, clothing, shoes, eyeglasses, or anything else they or their families might require. But Standifer says repeated state and federal funding cuts have made it tough for school districts to make ends meet, and that means that it's gotten harder for her office to help the kids who need it.
With the budgets being so tight, I mean, it's very hard, especially when you work in multiple schools and there's just no additional money to have people come in. And yeah, it's hard. Every year it gets harder because of money.
Too few know what family resource centers do for the children in our region. Those directors and coordinators are truly the unsung heroes of our region's schools. Reporting for MSPR, I'm Samantha Morrill.